insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 24th verse of chapter Nur. Let's listen to the 24th verse.
يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
On a day when their tongues, their hands, and their feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do.
Dear listeners, the previous verses were about the incident of Ifk, about the danger of some people who love that indecencies spread in the society, about the danger of those who somehow accuse unchaste, unaware women, about the incident of Ifk and how important it is for the people in the society to take actions against it. The issue of testimony of body's limbs is mainly brought up in the Holy Quran. Therefore, in this verse specifies how this group of calumniators will appear in Allah's great court. Although the Almighty Allah mentions His vast ocean of mercy in the previous verses, and He told the Prophet to tell the ones who take action against the ones involved in that incident of Ifk not to take their help from them, not to withdraw their succors from them, to treat them with their mercies, to be forgiven by the Almighty Allah eventually. But in this verse, تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ. For the ones who are directly and intentionally involved in that incident, their tongues, their hands, and their feet testify against them. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. As to what they used to do. This denotes that they will have an awful chastisement in hereafter.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Oh,
Insights into the Holy Quran.
By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, the verse says, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ. On the day when their tongues, their hands, and their feet testify against them, بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, as to what they used to do. Dear listeners, their tongues, based on the traditions, will move in spite of their reluctance, and they express the truth without the persons wanting it. The wrongdoers will confess their sins in spite of their willing when they see all divine unquestionable evidences and reasons. In spite of their inner willing, they will explicitly reveal everything, because they will see they can no longer disclaim. Their own hands and feet will also speak. All of their body's parts will testify against them. According to the verses of the Holy Quran, even their body's skin will start talking. It seems that they have been voice recorders that have recorded man's voices, and they have different signs of sins stored on them during the lifetime of that person. On the day of manifestation, all of these things will appear. If we see that some of the verses of the Holy Quran refer to the Day of Judgment and say, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. If we see that the verse of the Holy Quran says, this day we seal up their mouths, and hands speak out and feet bear witness as to what they used to earn, there will be no inconsistency with this verse, because it is possible, at first, that tongues get disabled and other limbs testify, and when testimony of hand and foot discovers truth and they say what they must say, confessing to their sins, then the tongue moves and confesses the sins. So, at first, it seems that their body parts, أيديهم, أرجلهم, they testify against the man committing sins, and then it is time for their tongues to testify against them without them intending it. They will see their tongues moving out, speaking against themselves without being willing for it. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, this testimony of the limbs is not against the believers, but it is against someone whose punishment is inevitable. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.